Last week was Diwali, the Indian Festival of Lights. Once this was a time when Indian Americans would feel wistful as they looked at pictures of India lit up for Diwali. Now many schools in America have a holiday for Diwali. Even Donald Trump had a Diwali celebration in the White House with the Diwali lamp or diya.
We'll light the diya as a symbol of faith in the victory of light over darkness. It's a beautiful term, light over darkness. That's what it's all about.
Sacrilegious as it might sound, I learned to truly enjoy Diwali only when I moved to the United States. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata. In India, I enjoyed the trays of Diwali sweets and nuts, but I hated the loud fireworks. Their deafening bangs would make my heart thud. The neighborhood boys would try to outdo each other in their derring do, sometimes exploding fireworks under an upturned metal bucket to get maximum bang for the buck. I would wince but never say anything, too afraid to be exposed as a wimp. In California, Diwali meant good Indian food and a few sparklers in the backyard at some friend's Diwali party. It was Diwali, but without the bang. Sipping my glass of crisp Chardonnay, I would listen as friends reminisced about Diwali's back home. Next year, I really want to go back to India for a proper Diwali, someone would say. I would smile and nod noncommittally and sip my wine. I felt very much at home in a California Diwali. Anyway, in Kolkata, we had grown up more with Kali Puja rather than Diwali. Kali is one of the fiercest goddesses of the Hindu pantheon. Kali, blue or black, naked and fierce, tongue dripping blood, holding a garland of decapitated heads, was hard to explain to Americans. I could not explain to my American friends that where I came from, she was also a mother. She has a whole genre of songs dedicated to her, Shama Songeet, that imagine Kali as the mother who is as dark as the night. It's a rare adoration in India of something that's not fair and lovely. None of that translated well across the cultural divide, so I just smiled and nodded when people wished me happy Diwali. Returning to India, I found Diwali had gotten bigger and glitzier. In fact, Diwali sales sometimes felt bigger than Diwali itself. The entire Indian fall was just sale after sale as Ganesh festival merged into Durga Puja festival into Diwali. In her book, OTP Please, Online Buyers, Sellers and Gig Workers in South Asia, Vandana Vasudevan writes that these days, if there is one festival in India that unites a culturally diverse country, it is Amazon's Great Indian Festival. That might have upstaged all other festivals, she jokes. The first year I returned to India, I remember hearing the sound of drums or dhaks while walking down the street, a sound that usually heralds Durga Puja or Kali Puja. But these drummers were outside a mobile store, trying to add a festive touch to the various mobile recharge plans being advertised. Meanwhile, at my gym, colorful posters advertised post-Diwali weight loss programs. Everyone complained that Diwali didn't feel the same anymore. It was all about consumerism. No one bothered to make sweets at home. Every retailer was trying to raise the bar from the previous year's Diwali. Meanwhile, government regulations and court rulings were trying to make fireworks less noisy. I wasn't unhappy about that, at least, though they were still quite loud. But I remember wondering if amidst this shiny, hyper-consumer Diwali, I would miss the simplicity of my California backyard Diwali. Then as I walked down to the market in Kolkata, I noticed someone selling a pile of mixed greens on the day before Kali Puja. a mix of 14 sags or 14 greens to represent the 14 generations of ancestors whose spirits are said to return to this world at this time. The Instagram handle Ma Mashir Kitchen listed what greens should be part of the mix.
ওল ভাত কেউর শোলক সাঞ্চে কালকাসন্ধি পলতা বেত সর্ষে নিম গুলঞ্চ শুষ্ণি হিঞ্চে জয়ন্তী.
Whether there are actually 14 kinds in the mix I got, and whether they are the right 14, I don't know. But I took it as an article of faith as I sauteed the greens at home. And I went to the market and bought little clay lamps that are unchanged from every Diwali I've ever known. Mixed greens on the plate, little clay lamps on a moonless night, a shower of fire in the sky above. That is homecoming Diwali enough for me. This is Sandeep Roy in Kolkata for KALW.